Getting back, though, to the decision between Ipi/Nivo and single-agent Nivo or PD-1, do you look at all or think about PD-1 levels or anything else in terms of predictors?
Interestingly, in that trial in the New England Journal, virtually all the benefit of Ipi/Nivo versus Nivo alone came in the PD-L1 negative population. The PD-L1 positive population, however you cut it, there didn't appear to be much of a difference in the progression-free and overall survival between the combo and Nivo alone. So after seeing the data, I said, boy, I'm going to have to start spending more time getting PD-L1 staining on the pretreatment tumors. Interestingly, not all of my colleagues agree with that thought. I would say more of them disagree. They'll just say, nah, I'm not going to use PD-L1 staining. I don't think it gives enough information. I've always been the guy who is cynical about PD-L1 staining as a predictive marker. If you actually do a formal evaluation on a receiver operating curve of the performance of PD-L1 staining, the area under the curve is like 0.65, which basically is utterly mediocre. If I tried to sell you a predictive test today with that area under the curve on the ROC curve, you would laugh at me. However, in this scenario, it may be useful.
So, bottom line is, for practical purposes, are you getting the assay or not?
I am getting the assay if I know I need to make the decision between Ipi/Nivo and Nivo or Pembro alone, or usually it's not Pembro alone, it's usually a trial of Pembro or Nivo plus some other drug. In that scenario, I'll get the staining done and I factor that into the equation.
And without, if you kind of put aside whether or not you can look at the PD-1 level globally in your own kind of gut way, interpreting clinical research, et cetera, in your mind, how much is it adding to add the IPI? So, for example, what do you think the relative, I'm not asking you to quote from the trial, but just what you think. How much more do you think it lowers the risk, the relative risk, by adding in the IPI?
I think it gives you about a 5% absolute benefit in survival. And again, if you're 85, you may not want that 5%
How about
balanced
hazard
against
rate, though?
the toxicity. The hazard ratio, again, it's difficult to look at the hazard ratio because that trial, the 067 CheckMate trial, was powered to compare either Ipi/Nivo or Nivo versus Ipi as a control. It was never truly powered with appropriate assumptions of having a narrow difference to see a real hazard ratio between them. But you can do anything you want statistically. I think the hazard ratio was in the mid-0.8 range.
So, I mean, yeah, that's why I said I'm not asking you to interpret the trial or any trial, but just in your own gut, having siphoned through all these data, do you think that, okay, so you have a response rate, a benefit just by using PD-1. Do you think that adding Ipi adds another 50% to that or much less?
Oh no, it adds much less. The absolute benefit is not more than 5% in my view. The
Because that was my take.
hazard ratio is probably in the mid 0.8 range. So figure it's about 0.82, 0.85. That's a 15% relative change, a 5% absolute change. Some patients may not want to deal with that. So it's really, this is where you need to get the patient involved in the decision making. This is not such an easy decision.
It also happens a lot in oncology, though, this balancing things off, et cetera.